Hey, asshole, drop that donut.
Oh, man, what a volcano.
Wow.
What is your death sound going to be?
My death sound?
One day you're going to die.
Like, what am I going to say?
That scary? One day you're going to die.
I'm not scared.
Could be today.
Oh, boy.
You're going to make a sound right before you die. What's your death sound going to be?
No, could it be something like I say something, or could it just be like sound?
I think it's going to be a sound.
Okay.
Like, you're probably going to say something. You're probably going to be like, you know,
I'm dying. I'm going to die. And then I'm going to make a sound?
That is the worst last words ever. Okay. I think I'm about to die.
It's coming. I'm dead. Okay, so, like, the sound after I say, I'm gonna be like,
and then you just die.
Yeah. I think that's gonna be my sound. What's your sound gonna be?
Oh, I think it's gonna be pretty close to what Glendora's is gonna be.
Glendora? Who's Glendora?
She's on Public Access on Long Island.
Long Island.
That was good. Long Island. You have a good Long Island accent.
Thanks. Go get some coffee.
Coffee.
On the floor.
Let's put that shit on the floor.
That's her death sound?
Yeah.
That's going to be your death sound?
Yeah, I think pretty close to it. And people go, hey.
She's pretty old. She's probably going to die soon.
That's why I'm, you know.
You're praying.
Yeah, I'm planning out her death sound.
Cool.
So she has one.
I'll turn on the light here.
Oh, thanks. I couldn't see. So what would you say? If you knew you were going to die, what would your last words be?
Well, who's around me? Like, or am I by myself?
The radio show.
Oh, so I'm going to be on the radio when I'm dying.
Well, yeah.
Good night and good luck. And I die, and then I go, eeeh. And then I die.
I don't know what I'd say, but I want to say something that is open-ended and confusing, and just people have to spend the rest of their lives trying to figure out what I meant.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah. Kind of like every episode of Lost.
Mm.
You watched Lost this week?
I did watch.
What'd you think? Scale of 1 to 10.
7.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
Ooh. Okay.
$1!
I don't know why I said that.
Hey, if I'm ever on the Price is Right, I'm bidding $1 for everything.
Okay.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what it was about.
It was about,
shouldn't have rated it before.
It was about Locke.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he goes crazy and goes in a little teepee.
Yeah, he makes himself a teepee.
Yep.
That was awesome.
You know what I suggest you do? Don't watch it on TV. Watch it online.
Yeah.
You get like 3 commercials, and they're good commercials too.
Right.
Last time I watched, all Red Lobster commercials. Endless shrimp, Joe. Endless. How do they supply that, really? What if they like run out of shrimp?
They don't, they're Red Lobster. They have shrimp.
How the hell do they do that? What if like 5 Hurleys come in? And they want the endless shrimp platter.
There's only 2 things I can think of. Number 1 is they're going to have a lawsuit on their hand very soon.
Okay.
Or number 2, magic. It's magic.
Okay.
They probably have like some sort of magic
5
shrimp creator with magic 5 in it. Okay. Supplied by the power that powers magic 5.
Okay. Is magic 5 on this show or?
No, that was Ice Cream Sandwich Radio. So no one's going to get that inside joke. Unless they're a crossover fan.
Oh, we have those?
Wow, I don't even think Eric is a crossover fan, so no, probably not. Maybe, okay. Heather.
Speaking of fans, Heather doesn't listen to this show. Heather Lennox School? I doubt she listens to this show.
I'm calling her out.
You're calling her out?
Mm-hmm. Heather, if you listen to this show, you better call us next week. You better call us at 1-718-304-7853.
Good plug, Joe.
Yeah.
We got an email.
That's right, we did.
We got an email. From the J-Man.
J-Man emailed us?
Yeah. He said, listening to Thursday's show and thought of this one. He's referring to
Let's backtrack here.
Okay.
We did a show on Thursday?
Yeah, we did. A little weird.
Because you had to go to Maryland.
Yeah. And for some reason, didn't upload right away.
No, we had some problems.
So I hope you guys got that.
You did.
Yeah, hopefully.
You got it.
So, Thursday, we did a show, and we wanted people to send in their, their suggestions for Becca and Sabrina's new podcast.
Right.
We had a bunch that we gave out, but we wanted other people to. And his suggestion is
Talking Pie Homicides.
That sounds cool.
That, you know what? If they don't use that name, it's a great band name.
It is.
And then it's always TPH, if you want to shorten it up.
That's kind of cool.
TPH!
Yeah, coming at you. Okay, so J-Man.
Yeah, J-Man won. He's the winner.
He is the winner. So you get a iHeart Snacks button.
Which we still have to make.
Yeah, we still got to make it. But send us your address.
Yeah.
And and we'll send one out to you.
Send you a little button.
And maybe some Heather and Ben show buttons.
Oh, wait, I screwed up. I didn't read the rest of the email.
Oh, yeah, finish that up.
It says, J-Man.
Yeah,
he signed it. And then he's got a little postscript.
Yeah.
Pope signature, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Dope cheese.
Question mark.
Yeah, so it's like dope cheese?
Dope cheese, huh?
I think he's saying, is this name dope cheese?
Oh.
Okay. J-Man it is. That's some dope cheese right there.
I believe he's the one who wanted a t-shirt, too. He wants a Heather and Ben Show t-shirt.
He's a big fan of the Heather. What is the Heather and Ben Show?
It's this show. But he also said he's an avid iHeart Snacks listener. He wants a Ben Monster t-shirt. Hey, you guys can get a Ben Monster t-shirt for $10. $3. $3 extra dollars for shipping and handling.
Oh, boy, that's a $13 shirt.
Yep.
Just hey, it's totally three worth it. Easy payments.
Handmade. Go on the heatherandbenshow.com.
I've never heard of any
it's
of
cool.
these things.
It's cool. Check it out.
Don't know what you're talking about. And neither does Kirby.
Oh, no, you can't talk into that. It makes no sense.
I wasn't talking into anything.
So what else are we going to talk about today? Any big news?
There's some huge news out there.
Really?
Oh my god.
Really?
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
You, me,
okay.
And Erica.
And Dupree.
He was there. Dupree was there and Erica. We were watching television, or as the hipsters call it nowadays, TV.
Mm-hmm. TV.
Watching this thing on VH1 called The Stupidest Things Ever Said.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then we get to Anna Nicole Smith.
She's probably said a lot of stupid things.
She's said many, many stupid things in her life.
Yeah.
This one, I think, was the coolest.
The coolest, stupidest thing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Are you going to look up the exact quote, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up.
A little research?
Yeah.
Well, Ben's looking that up. Maybe we should play a voicemail.
Yeah, why don't we play a great voicemail?
We're going to play a great voicemail.
You want to play it right now, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play that. Let's play that voicemail right now.
Hey, Ben and Joe, it's me, Richard Vitale. That's right, Dickie V. I'm a big fan of your show and college basketball. Dope cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dick Vitale.
Big fan of college basketball.
Richard Vitale.
Okay, so we found the exact quote.
Okay, do you want me to read it?
Yeah,
please. Do you want me to read it as Anna Nicole would say it?
Yeah.
Okay. A ghost would crawl up my leg and have sex with me at an apartment a long time ago in Texas.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
All right, let's say it slower
yeah,
again.
Yeah. Okay. A ghost would crawl up my leg and have sex with me at an apartment a long time ago in Texas. Joe, have you ever had sex with a ghost?
No, but I don't think she has, like, willingly. I think the ghost raped her.
Oh, boy, she got raped by a ghost?
And she didn't care. This is why this was, like, my favorite quote from Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah.
Because when she said it in this interview, she didn't seem, like, traumatized.
Yeah.
She said it as if, one day I got up and got a glass of water.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, there was no, like, oh my god, that was creepy, or I thought I was flipping out. It was...
Uh-huh. No, I had sex. Hey, yeah, we kind of had sex with a ghost.
Yeah, I called up my leg.
Long time ago in Texas.
Sex with me.
In an apartment.
Yeah. Whatever drug she's on, I want. Because that's got to be the best fucking drugs in the world. To not care that a ghost has sex with you?
A ghost raped you, Joe.
Yes.
In an apartment. Long time ago in
ghost
Texas.
Ghost rape.
Ghost rape.
That's the sequel to Ghost. Oh, boy. I would not want a sequel to Goldberg in that movie.
Do you think Whoopi Goldberg's ever had sex with a ghost?
I thought you were going to ask me, do you think Whoopi Goldberg's ever had sex?
I don't think so.
She's pretty ugly.
That's mean, Joe.
Yeah, it is mean. Nobody's ugly. Except for your mom.
Oh, I was going to do it. Damn it. Yeah, that's weird, being raped by a ghost.
Yeah, that is definitely bizarre.
Yeah.
That she says that and believes it. It's not even like... Whose ghost do you think it was?
I don't know.
I picture like one of those like old fashioned like cartoon ghosts where it's just like a
sheet?
Yeah, like a sheet, like a bubble. for a head, okay. And like it hangs down with no legs, and
yeah, and just has sex with your leg. Yeah, didn't she say something about it would crawl up or like?
So maybe it's a small ghost, like a midget ghost.
So a little.
She's
tiny
pretty
ghost.
Tall. You ever seen Naked Gun 33?
Yeah, she has two pairs of knees.
That's awesome. Got four knees.
Four knees
and a high knee.
What?
Yeah, I think her voice was dubbed in like the first part of that movie, and not the second part.
It was a little weird. A little weird. Maybe it was the ghost.
Probably the ghost having sex with her at the same time. How great is the Naked Gun series?
I love Naked Gun. I just actually downloaded all, well, not all of them, but a bunch of the Police Squad TV shows.
I can't wait to watch those. Those are some
classic
stuff.
Was it a TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It didn't last very long, I guess.
No.
But maybe it was a great season.
Great.
It was. Funniest shit ever.
I suggest you people download it. It's great.
You're promoting stealing things?
Yeah.
From the internet?
Steal it. Or just rent it from Blockbuster.
Blockbuster doesn't have it anymore. I checked.
Well, then there's a great...
reason
excuse.
To steal it.
Yeah, an excuse
Blockbuster
to steal.
Sucks. I think Blockbuster's the worst thing ever.
You know what I think the worst thing ever is?
Baby AIDS.
Mm.
Oh boy. God.
Yeah, I was just gonna say getting raped by a ghost, but baby AIDS, yeah. Pretty bad.
Yeah. Are you gonna buy a red something or other to help Africa and AIDS?
A red iPod?
Well, you don't have to buy a red iPod, you can buy a red t-shirt.
Oh. Wait, I got some. Am I helping?
No. If you donate some money, you'd be helping.
Oh.
If you go to
So if I just buy something red, it's not gonna help.
Probably not. Okay. No.
And what about, like, something that's always red?
Like my hair?
Yeah, like, what if I buy your hair? Am I helping AIDS?
Yeah, you'd help me. Okay. Can I help AIDS?
You help AIDS?
Yeah, because then I'll use that money to buy a red t-shirt. Did you hear about this big thing going on, though? It's red.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm not a big supporter of Bono. I hate him. The worst, that guy.
Bono kind of sucks.
He's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But he's helping. It's a big help, too.
What?
Yeah, it's a big help, too, they call
big.
It.
Help us in action!
Steven Spielberg, Don Cheadle.
Oh, is the Gap behind
yes,
this too?
Yes, the Gap. You can buy.
I saw on a bus ad, like on the side of the bus.
Yeah, there's ads everywhere.
That kid who killed himself is on the side of the bus. From Ladybugs? Sequest? That kid?
He's alive.
He came back just to support AIDS.
That is dedication.
Yeah. You get out
of that.
Like,
who comes back to support AIDS? That's great. Wait, well, support AIDS or support fighting AIDS? No,
he's more of a supporter.
Oh boy, we gotta get rid of him again. Why is he back?
What's his name? Jonathan Brandis.
I was gonna say Yuri McGay-Gay.
No, Jonathan Brandis. Would you kill yourself if you were on Sequest? I kinda kill myself.
I'd first
show about dolphins. Dead. I'm killing myself.
First I'd kill every person on that show. Then I'd kill myself.
Yeah, Sequest sucked. Jeez.
I think anything to do with dolphins sucks.
Yeah.
Echo the Dolphin.
Kinda
worst
sucked.
Video game idea ever. You're a dolphin.
There you go, play.
Play. Yay, I'm swimming. I can do everything a dolphin can do. Swim.
No, he had sonar, didn't he?
Blue.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
sonar.
That game just, it was a blowhole. That game was.
That game blowed holes.
Out of a hole. Anyway, you could go to the Gap and buy a red shirt, and you're helping fight AIDS.
All right.
You're fighting AIDS.
With my shirt.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna do that.
I think I'm gonna do it, too. I'm not a big supporter of going out and buying things.
I don't like the Gap.
Yeah, I'm not a big Gap fan, but it's for...
I don't like Bonnie stuff.
Yeah, I'm not a big buyer.
I don't like going out of my house.
Oh, boy.
Can I do this over the internet?
Yeah,
you probably can. I steal it over the internet?
Yeah. So how long do you think before this red thing? Because it's not like one t-shirt. They have a whole line, which, smart by the Gap, now they have a whole line. You could buy like a $20 t-shirt or like an $80 leather jacket.
That's red?
That's red.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You look like Michael Jackson in Thriller. Wait a minute. I'm going to buy a red leather jacket.
Why would that be a deterrent? That would be a...
Okay, wait. So if I buy this red leather jacket to look like Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
all the money that I... gave them, that's going straight to AIDS?
See.
I mean, to, you know, fight AIDS?
Well,
or is a portion of that money?
Half.
Some of it has to go to help.
Some of it has to go to, like, the people
who made it
the
little kids.
Cambodia, yeah.
Okay. They gotta get their pennies.
Yeah,
come on, seriously.
Oh, God. I just thought about that. You're right. You're buying it from the Gap, so that means it was made for 5 cents in, like, you know, some
son of a bitch
third world country.
Why can't... Come on. The Gap has billions of dollars. Millions.
Yeah.
Probably millions.
It probably does.
Just make some free shit. I mean, you know, make things and then give all the money. Give all the proceeds to...
That would be ballsy. Then I would definitely go out and make sure I bought one.
Come on.
I still might buy one.
You're really going to do it?
I think so.
Not from the Gap. Where else can I buy stuff?
Well, Apple's doing the red iPod. $200. So that means $100 is going towards AIDS.
Why? Apple, but you have millions of dollars.
Apple does. They have no excuse.
Not Come on, just make it, you know.
Unless they mark up the iPod. If that iPod's more than $200, I'm smacking Apple with my dick.
Oh, boy.
Let's get a regular Apple.
What other stuff besides Apple and the Gap?
I'm not sure. Bono. You can buy Bono.
Wow, really? All right.
And smack him.
I'm going to buy him and smack him. Smack him with, like, an AIDS needle.
Oh!
Fight that, you jerk.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, that was mean.
No, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, okay. It was kind of funny.
What am I sitting on?
Oh, AIDS shit, needle. Chair. I'm sitting on it. Put that under the chair.
That would be terrible.
I'm going to hell, Joe.
No, you're not. Come on.
No, okay, I'm going to kill myself. I'll be like Jonathan Brandis.
Are you going to come back to fight it, support AIDS?
Yeah, I'm going to come back to support AIDS.
Imagine somebody had, like, the agenda to support AIDS, or, like, cancer, or, you know.
So you would, how would you support AIDS? Like, just...
Give everyone AIDS?
Yeah, like, dirty needles and things like that. Or contract AIDS and then just have sex with a bunch of people?
Gross.
What about cancer? How would you do that?
Send people to live on Long Island.
Oh, okay.
Breast cancer capital of the world.
Okay.
Yeah, why does everybody on Long Island
have cancer?
Have breast cancer or cancer?
Okay, isn't it like... I don't know.
We suck at life here.
Yeah, we do. Anything else we gotta talk about? I gotta cut this thing up.
Oh, you're cutting up your license. How are you gonna drive? I can't believe
I don't drive anymore.
What?
Do you fly.
Do you have found?
I got found.
Are you in that new show, Heroes?
Now, have you watched that?
No, I haven't. It looked interesting, but...
I think there was a comic book about that, where, like, ordinary people get superpowers.
It reminds me too much of, like, X-Men and other things.
You know what it reminds me of? There was this comic book about heroes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm, good point, but it also reminds me of this comic book.
Oh, what comic book?
Batman.
Oh, Batman.
About Batman. About a guy who just...
Who's the best Batman?
Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Well, who do you think it is?
I think it's Michael Keaton, too.
All right, let's have a debate. We had to argue about something, didn't we?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a quick debate about Star Wars, because I saw a little trailer, a little promo.
Okay, a promo.
For Star Wars.
Star Wars, which one?
Every single one of them.
What?
Ever made. They're showing on HBO.
Wait, how?
For the first time ever... They're showing every Star Wars ever made chronologically.
Now, what about the original trilogy? Is it special edition?
What do you think?
Yes.
Didn't answer your question. Do you think it's the original trilogy or do you think it's special?
Yes.
Okay. You're right. It's the special edition.
Yeah. I thought.
Which, at first, I thought it wasn't, but then they showed a clip that was in the special edition.
Which clip did they show? Han Mi Boogie?
No, they showed a clip of the Millennium Falcon taking off from Mos Eisley.
Oh.
And it's a lot different in the...
Yeah, yeah.
A lot different.
Yeah.
It's a lot more computer-generated. But it was cool. The trailer was cool because it showed mostly classic Star Wars.
Oh, that's good.
Good job by them to do that.
It was HBO, right?
Yeah. Hobo. Not so cool because I'm not a big fan of whatever music they were playing, but it was something like Coldplay or Nickelback or... It made sense
to play... No, it doesn't make sense, Joe. Play John Williams songs.
You're right.
You know what song we should play right now? The original Ewok Celebration.
Let's do it.
While you're talking, I'll put it in.
Wait, put it in.
Hold on, I gotta...
Yeah, you know, just post. So whatever I'm saying now.
I'm gonna put it right now. It's right in. Okay.
I love how they say Yoda.
No, they say yub yub.
Yub yub. Yum yum means food, I think.
I speak fluent Ewok.
Were the Ewoks... Okay, we were too young to hate the Ewoks, but there are some Star Wars fans out there, hardcore, that consider themselves hardcore fans. I don't know if they really are.
Yeah.
That didn't like the Ewoks in Return of the Jedi. I guess they feel the same way we talked about the Goombas.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with them. I love the Ewoks.
Yeah, I like the Ewoks too.
They overcame being small and, like, simple and defeated the Empire.
It's true.
We're nerd. We pressed my little nerd button on the body. But really nerdy. Sorry, I'm not trying to press chicks anymore.
Ooh.
I got a fiancé.
What?
I can say any nerdy thing I want from now on.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome. Like this pen from Korea.
You know what, guys? I need a girlfriend. Let's do a contest.
Oh my god. All right, here we go. You will win.
Ben.
Yeah, if you... How can we do this without being,
This is stupid.
No, we'll send them a pin if they go on a date with Ben. A virtual date.
Joe, okay, look. Most of our listeners are 16-year-old girls. It's not gonna work.
You have to be 18 or older to enter the contest. No, all you have to do is email Ben. Not a picture. Not getting in trouble.
No.
Just email Ben. Just say, hey, Ben. Or email the show at iHeartSnacks.
How about just older ones?
Gmail.com.
I really need to...
40 or above.
45.
45 or above.
And above. Yeah.
If you're 45 and you're listening to the show...
What is wrong with you?
What are you doing with your life? but if you're 45 and a woman...
Yeah, preferably.
Preferably.
Of the female persuasion.
Talking like attractive, right?
No. You could be hideous. Hideous.
No, not hideous.
Yeah.
Not hideous.
Yep, you can.
Ugly.
Alright, ugly.
If you're ugly and you're 45 and you're listening to this show, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Married or single?
Married.
Alright, if you're married,
yeah.
You can
email Ben. I like destroying people's relationships.
You can email Ben. And,
Ben wants a kitty at gmail.com.
Or if you can't remember that, iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Tell Ben you can go on a little date with him.
Yeah. And you gotta live in the New York area, too.
Nah, fly.
Oh, yeah, if you can afford it.
You should do that on eBay. You can make money. 45-year-old woman, she'd be here in a second.
Really?
Yeah.
We gotta try that.
Let's try it.
We really have to do that.
Wanna try it? Would you go on the date?
I totally would go on the date.
Or would you be like, oh my god, this is a serial killer?
Well, I think I need a chaperone.
Well, I'd go and spy on you, but...
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great show material.
That would be. And we bring... You know, like, the mic, yeah.
That'd be so cool. You have to go on a date now just so you can do that. I don't care with who.
I'm buzzing.
Maybe it's a date. Maybe it's a 45-year-old woman.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Are you a 45-year-old woman?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Do you want to go on a date?
It was only Joe's mom.
Oh! Oh, Joe, that sucks for you.
Wait. A 45-year-old woman wants to date my mom?
Yeah.
Date my mom. I'm dating your mom.
Alright, so the new contest is you can date my mom or Ben.
Yeah, that's the new contest.
What are you
talking about? We're doing a radio show. You're on... Oh, I have to mention, you're on the air. So we don't get sued. So you don't sue us.
Don't sue us. Guys.
Yeah.
I got tough business with you. I can't be on the air right now.
Okay. Let's stop the show for a second.
Alright.
Stopping the show.
Goat cheese.
And we're back.
What? We're back? When did we leave?
Heather called. Actually, it was that 45-year-old woman.
Who's Heather? Wants to eat me.
Heather from the heatherandbenzo.com. Come on, get with it.
What is this guy talking about? So that's what we're doing. We're going to find a date.
We're seriously going to do this on eBay? Isn't that illegal on eBay?
No, you can ask someone to accompany you somewhere.
But that's totally an escort service. You can't do that on eBay.
Yeah, you can. Somebody just did it for the World Series, I think.
Really?
Saying, like, yeah, like, I have two tickets to the World Series or something. I would not do it. That is scary. You're going to get killed. Let's just find a regular person.
Wait, what are the other, like, dating sites? Are there any free ones?
Yeah, you could probably... There's probably a million of them online. Guys, check it out.
Alright.
Craigslist?
Oh, boy.
You can do a Craigslist.
Yeah. It's a great way to get AIDS, Joe.
We're fighting AIDS?
Right through Craigslist. Just log on to Craigslist and you get AIDS.
Oh, shit.
Sell shit on Craigslist, you get AIDS and cancer.
Well, we're fighting one of those things on our show.
All right. You think Craigslist? Let's try eBay. See if we get, like, kicked off.
Yeah, what's the worst that can happen? Is
you have to pay for eBay?
I think it's 25 cents a post.
Oh.
I'm selling shit on eBay.
What are you selling? Yourself?
Yeah.
that's cool.
But not for sex. Oh. Or any manual labor. Or to talk.
Alright. So I'm gonna rip up this contract.
Your next... I mean, that's our contract! So your next date, we're gonna be recording.
That would be kind of cool.
Live.
But it's gotta be an older woman. She has to be at least older than me.
Alright, so we can find someone older than you. That's easy.
I'm an old man, Joe.
We're how old are you?
50.
Shit. Shit.
Fucking 50.
Finding you a hot date.
60-year-old.
Would you date a 60-year-old?
Yeah.
You're gross. You are gross.
Like, the only... Damn, another contract.
Stop ripping up contracts!
See, this is my objective. I really want my own TV show, okay? Really want one. On the TV.
On the television?
Mm-hmm. I want to date someone who has the in. And the whole TV thing.
Who would you date that has in?
And then, like, yeah, I'll fall in love or whatever, and shit stuff happens, and then, you know, I have my own TV show. I'm using a woman, Joe.
You are a terrible man.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would.
Do it a second.
You probably wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
I want to be famous. I want everyone to know who I am.
Okay,
and
so
not
when
be
get,
crazy.
Okay, so,
shoot
when,
me.
Like, so what, when I get this TV show, you're totally in on it.
Good. That's the deal, right?
Yeah.
So, baby. Joe's gotta be in too.
But I just ripped up those contracts, so maybe
looks
that's
like I'm
not
out.
The deal.
Looks like I'm out now. Thanks for ripping up my contract.
Last
time I make a friend sign a contract. To be a friend.
So, yeah. Another one.
No, that's...
God damn it, what? All these contracts.
What am I supposed to do now? Me shaking my head in disgust does not work on the radio.
Alright.
I'm verbally shaking my head in disgust.
So is that it for the show?
I think so. It's been long.
Did you read the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.